Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. But my friends, we're working on your financial freedom now all over the entire U.S. Hey, 27 years ago, I started out humbly at my home, moved into an office. We grew that office. We expanded that office. We went to a new building to get even a larger office. We went to Dallas. We started an office. We grew a larger office. We went to San Antonio, got an office, grew it to a larger office, opened up an Austin office. And all of a sudden, people were coming in from all over the country, flying in to get the information to help change their lives, to give them the ability, the information, and the hands-on help to allow them to retire and to have the kind of financial freedom they've dreamed of their whole life. Who was I to keep this tied down in one state? Not mine. Wasn't my ability to do that. My ability said that, hey, I was given this gift of this message that needed to get out there, and so we decided we had to take it national, and we started bringing on people that were going to help us take this thing national, that had national experience in real estate, and we continued to grow the process. Now the process has grown so much that we have groups of people in many, many different cities, and we've had people step up. So we've increased the number of mentors we have nationally. We have also found that there were people out there that were willing to give back and develop groups locally. And these groups started growing and growing and growing, and now they're at a tipping point where they're really starting to take off and do some incredible stuff. The man that was behind all this, that was the beginning mentor, the guy that took it all on, that memorized everybody's name and everybody's story like no one else could, the man, the myth, the data monster, JB Data Durham. JB, welcome to the show.
Wow. My good friend and mentor, Del Walmsley. Thank you for having me, and I'm hearing this all over the country. It's another great day to be a real estate investor.
Are you excited about the growth, JB? I mean, we're blowing up. Are you excited about that?
Oh, it's so rewarding as a staff member, as a mentor, to be a part of your success. Congratulations, Del. You certainly have been on a mission for the last 2 years, and I want to congratulate you on your mission to make this sustainable way beyond our abilities. And it's just very rewarding to work with families across the country, from the West Coast to the East Coast to the Midwest. They finally, Del, thanks to you, they have a choice. They have a choice for
JB,
their family.
I can buy a horse, but I need a jockey to ride it, and you've been that jockey, and these people all look up to you, and you've helped them and mentored them along the way and created these groups of people all over the country. And I know today you wanted to highlight some of that success, so why don't you go ahead and take over, and we'll dig in and talk later after we have a break about other things. But go ahead and dig in and start highlighting some of the successes you and the people you're working with have.
Well, Del, I believe we have Wybo holding on the line.
Yes, we do.
Hi, JB. Hi, Del. This is Wybo.
Hey, Wybo.
Good morning.
Wybo is another great success story that took your map, Del, and actually took it home with him. I started working with Wybo many years ago, a member from California, and he was doing just like all our members did at that time. They flew into Texas to get the map, to get the message, and to start building their maturity continuum, as you call it. And Wybo took that map, and he took it back to California. He was our first member to syndicate a deal in Northern California. Now there's been a couple. And then he took that map and overlaid it down in Arizona, and he was one of our first members to syndicate an acquisition in Phoenix as well. He then turned around and sold his original asset. And Wybo, why don't you complete the story and tell us what's been going on over there with you and your family and your investors?
Sure. So first, thank you, Del, for sharing the map, showing the map. And I used that same map in Sacramento. And we sold, we bought that asset in 2017, April. We sold it in 2018, this year, in May. And I think it was an amazing deal. We had in 1 year, I returned around 125% to investors from that deal.
Wow. That's great.
And then you moved down to Phoenix and started taking the map elsewhere. How did that develop for you?
Yeah, that worked out well, too. So we bought, we just acquired the asset in 2018, January. And I already had two distributions from that deal. And the last one was 10% to investors. So it is working out great, too.
Now, why did you move to Phoenix? What was the thought process there?
Well, Sacramento, Del, was it was a smaller market, and it was getting very, very overheated. And the main thing was we achieved our goal. So our goal was to dispose, keep the asset for 4 years. That was my primary goal, and we achieved all the pro forma for even for the fifth year in that first year. So we just had to go out. And secondly, it was there were so many discussions about the rent controls coming in Sacramento and California. There were so many, it may be in the ballot and all. So we just wanted to take our chips and move it elsewhere.
Gotcha. So, as you grow this business, are you learning anything? Are you getting better at it?
I would say, you know, first time it was my family was sensing it, how much work it is during the acquisition. And during the second one, it was like my wife was telling me, are you really acquiring anything? Or because it was easier. And while we were growing, it was becoming easier with the experience and with the help from Lifestyle and JB and other national mentors. I'm learning a lot. I'm still learning a lot. So thank you.
Del, let me emphasize, Weibel certainly applied himself. And he had a plan to get into real estate, a very definitive plan that he and I and his other people on his team developed. Then he began to prepare, and that's when he utilized the teaching, the education, training. And I look back to the first couple sessions we had over the phone, the several trips he made to the Dallas office and other offices to go on road trips, and boy, he certainly has matured. Weibel, I think you can look back at how you were two or three years ago and see your own maturity continuum through the industry. Can you not?
Oh, yeah. So when I joined Lifestyle, though, I didn't know how to, if even I can acquire a multifamily. So I took the 2 day, and that's what I understood, that we can even go and get a multifamily. So that's how it was from day one. And I have learned a lot during this time.
Weibel, are you surprised how fast Lifestyles has grown? Weibel, are you surprised how fast Lifestyles grown into your area? All the people out in California and the people in Phoenix now, are you surprised with that, how fast that's happened?
Yes, exactly. Yes, Del. So in 2016, I met a couple of guys during the Dallas road trip who are from California. And then we decided to create a group here, and we started with around 6 to 7 members. Now I believe we have 250 plus members
here. That's a great number. We're going to have to go to break now, guys. We have to cut you off. Our number here, if you want to call in, is 877-711-5211. With us here today is JB Data Durham. Wybo Shaw is on the phone with us right now. We're going to take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 10 of the last 10 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is J.B. Data Durham, our national multifamily mentor, who is bringing in some of his students that have really struck it rich lately all over the country. So, J.B., who do you have lined up next? Come on.
Well, you know, I want to Wybo was from the Bay Area, our previous guest, and he's an investor in Sacramento and Phoenix, and he was actually on vacation in Vancouver, British Columbia. So we've covered that West Coast. And now I want to welcome Josh to the show. Josh is originally from Houston, and he's now one of your members down in the Florida Keys living the lifestyle. And, boy, he's got a great story. Dale, you've already retired him once. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Why don't you tell Dell your story and about how you've used that map in multiple locations, not only in Houston with single family, but also now in South Florida on your own. And I think you're also an investor in the Southeast in Atlanta. Tell us more about your investments.
Yeah, sure. Happy to do it. Thank you, Dell, for the map. My family thanks you, and definitely took your phrase to heart. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. So I started in Houston many, many years ago, early on in lifestyles. And I remember that first session, I saw it. I saw that it worked, and I knew that this was for me. And I'll never forget coming out of the seminar, signing up for the preferred investor membership. And at that time, you know, that was a lot of money. And I remember shaking. And I was so scared, and I'll never forget, Dale, you looked me right in the eye. You probably don't remember this, but you're like, it'll be okay. And you were so right. I've never forgotten that. I remember it like it was yesterday. It'll be okay. And it certainly has been. I knew apartments was the way to go originally, but, again, we were young and just starting out in our marriage. I didn't have a lot of money, so I went the single-family route and just focused in on that, followed the map. Was able to accumulate a lot of single family in the Houston area. And, you know, what got me going and my goal was truly that it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And so I was all about wanting to retire and live on an island. That was my dream. We love scuba diving and boating and water sports. And so that became my focus, and I continued to acquire single family. And even after a while, I learned everything from the meetings and all of that. I was doing very well with single family. I even, you know, wasn't active in the membership. I was like, hey, this is what I want. It's all about the cash flow. I followed the map. I have the cash flow. And then was able to realize that dream in 2014, rented out the house that we live in. Packed up the family, four kids, two dogs, four cars, and a U-Haul, and drove to the Florida Keys. And now live on an island, look out at the ocean every day, retired. And for about 2.5 years, just enjoyed the cash flow and just did everything on the water, every dive site, every fishing site, going over to the Bahamas. It was truly a dream come true. And so I can never thank you enough and repay you. And even though I wasn't active living in the Keys, I stayed in touch with Lifestyles because it had such a powerful impact on my life and my family's life. And late last year, of course, I heard that you were coming to Miami. And as I said, initially, I saw it at the very beginning. I knew apartments was the way to go. But I understood single family. I could do single family. I got very good at single family, following the map, and it got very easy for me. So you get in a comfort zone, and as you say, Dell, you know, what gets in the way of a great life, a good life? I was enjoying the fruits of my single family income, living on an island, but you coming to Miami was kind of the catalyst for me. I circled back, and I said, I'm going to that seminar. I'm going to reactivate my membership, and I'm going apartments now. I've always wanted to do it. It was in the back of my mind, and sure enough, I went to the two-day in Miami, I think in February, got back in gear, got aggressive, got excited, and I just recently closed on a small apartment complex here in Southwest Florida, over on the Gulf side, close to Sarasota. Just very excited about that, and like I said, I jumped back in hard. I also went in on a passive opportunity there in Atlanta recently as well. So just excited to be back on board and get going again. I'm glad you came to Miami, and that kind of got me off my good life, and now I'm going for that great life and trying to do even bigger and better things. So super excited, and I just thank you so much.
Josh, that's an incredible story, man. I can't even imagine that. I remember you when you came doing the single family, but now that you're back doing multifamily, it really warms my heart up. What gets me, though, is the part of the story that you found the island. That, to me, I have to tell you, that is the greatest. JB, we got to get him on a recording somewhere. We got to have that as some kind of a online testimony.
Well, let me tell you, he's a catalyst down there and a leader. He had a little get-together with some of our early first responders in South Florida just a couple weeks ago. So Josh is a natural leader, and what he's done with his family is amazing. And again, Dell, I know how excited you are to hear that story. And this is what's so rewarding for people on staff that work with Dell, that meet a guy like Josh, who is so humble, tons of humility, and he's following the map, and he's got great expectations because he planned and he prepared and he followed the map. Congratulations, Josh, on your success. And golly, Dell, you've got to be overwhelmed with that type of accolades and that type of humbleness. Congratulations, Dell, another successful member.
So, Josh, did you happen to get an invite to my party at my house?
No, I don't think so. I saw some of the video of a party at your house at the 2-day. Miami. I was like, man, I need to go there.
Hey,
so
JB,
I loved your house. It was amazing.
I want you to get with.
I'll take care of it, Dale. It'll be my pleasure.
Let's get the leads from these other cities on that list too. We've got all the. The ambassadors from the other cities. Let's get the leads that are doing their share to bring stuff together there also. Could it be a great networking place for them? So, Josh, you're going to get an invite to come out to my house for that giant 350-person party you saw pictures of and videos of this year. We're having it. So we're going to get you an invite, okay?
Awesome, man. I can't wait. I look forward to it.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you again. JB, thank you, Josh. Appreciate you coming on the show, and congratulations to all your success. JB, what do you got lined up for us? Well, you know what? Let's do this, JB. We only got about a minute left here. I don't think we have time to get another person on. So let's talk about this real quick. We were going to squeeze this in, but we now have a new multifamily mentor and a new single family mentor, along with our national consultants and all of our ambassadors. That's getting to be a lot of people. Have you met the two new mentors yet, JB?
Oh, absolutely. I know Kevin Chalmers well. I first worked with Kevin out of the Dallas office when he first joined. You talk about a great American, a great family man, and what a success story he is. And for those of you that are listening, don't forget to go to our website. Dell's been all over the country with his team, and we're coming this year to San Jose, Chicago, Charlotte, St. Louis, Anaheim, Tampa, Seattle, Vegas. You can get that information on our website, but Dell's taking that map if you're looking for it, and we're going to hear more about it through the rest of the show today, Dell.
All right, JB, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with JB, Data Durham, and the Dell Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. As most of you know, Lifestyles Now is a nationwide company. We have members in almost every state. I actually say have people tell me every state. I couldn't verify that. I haven't actually gone and checked it out personally, but they say there is. And we have groups developing in different areas. And the credit for this is both due to JB Data Durham, which is our national multifamily mentor, and his ability to bring these people up through the program all over the country, and the people in each city who have taken on leadership roles, either as a lead investor in many cases or just as an ambassador, bringing people together. And JB has been out there putting all this together now for a couple of years. So, JB, who do you want to highlight next on your list of people?
Oh, we've got another great story, Dale, but before we move too fast, you know, over the last 30, 45 days, we've had many people that have been to the two-day, that have logged in online, that have made the decision and made those choices and become a preferred member. And I just want to give a shout-out all over the country, but starting on the West Coast to Hilton and John and Steve and Richard in Atlanta and Mark in Oregon and Steve in Chicago and David and Darren and Bruce, Barack in California, Misha in Atlanta, Terry and Ernest and Travis, Michael and Daryl, Kevin and Eric, Stanley Jr., Mo and Aldria. These are just some of the people that have taken your message and certainly are applying themselves. But on the phone right now, I believe we have out of the Southeast, out of Atlanta, one of our members, Brian Sutton. He's a lead investor. I first started working with Brian many years ago. He was actually a resident in Hawaii on the mainland and was in real estate, had that background, had some vacation rentals, and he had a thought, an idea of how he could liquidate those and get back to the mainland and become a lead investor. So he purposely planned and targeted the Southeast and Atlanta, and he picked his family up. Hard to believe he left an island. Josh moved to an island, the previous story. And Brian moved to Atlanta and applied his leadership. Now, it took him a couple of years to get comfortable, get competent, and become confident. But now we look back at his progress, particularly over the last couple of years, and what he's been able to do by following your map, Dell, for he, his family, and certainly his investors is really amazing. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, JB. Thanks, Dell. I really appreciate it. Dell, yeah, absolutely want to thank you for the map, and I don't know where myself or my family would be without Lifestyles and the guidance and the coaching from your great team. That includes JB and all the mentors that you've hired. So I just wanted to thank you for that first off.
Appreciate it, Brian.
Tell us about your investments, Brian.
Yeah, I'd love to. Love to take the it's a great opportunity, a great time to talk about it because we've had what I consider a really nice groundswell. I've been out in Atlanta for about 2.5 years now. Like JB said in the introduction, I actually joined Lifestyles remotely, part of their national program in Hawaii. I had been in some single family real estate prior before and knew I wanted to go bigger and wanted to invest in apartment buildings and and Lifestyles was that group that was going to show me the map and how to get into the apartment business. So fast forward about 3 years later, I've been a member for just coming up on 3 years now. And my own personal portfolio is we've got just under 1,500 units. I started investing passively when I first joined Lifestyles. And so I'm in three different deals there, totaling just under 900 units. And then we have, as a lead, we've closed three deals here in Atlanta over the past 2 years. And that totals another 560 some odd units. So I could not have, if you'd asked me 3 years ago if I'd be at this point, I would have said, you're probably crazy. I had this goal for myself, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years out. And with the guidance and the map that Lifestyles has laid out for us, we've been able to just overachieve on our goals and expectations as far as real estate investing is concerned. So it has just been a wild and fun ride. And just recently, we had our first road trip out here in Atlanta. And, you know, 2.5 years ago when we moved out to Atlanta, I would say that we were just getting started with Lifestyles going national and building a nice group out here. And I'm happy to say that last weekend we toured one of our properties here, and we had over 60 members at that tour. It happened. It was a great little event. We were a Friday night. We went out to dinner, got to network, and really spent some time to continue to get to know each other here. And then Saturday morning, we all met up at about 9 a.m. I gave a quick debrief on the property. And we were able to take them through the property. They got to meet our management team on staff. They got to see all of the improvements that we did. And they got to see how we followed the map. And we ended up, you know, turning out, I'm trying to be humble and modest here. I think we've turned out a pretty decent property and a pretty decent product for our investors. So it was a really, really good event. We had nothing but, positive reviews from the Lifestyles members that were able to come through the property. And so that just happened last weekend, and we're just, we're looking forward to doing more of those and hopefully to continue to grow our group here in the Atlanta area.
Brian, that's an incredible
story. And what happened there, Dale, was the reverse. We had people that typically go to Texas for road trips. We actually had people from literally all over the country that flew to Atlanta to network with Brian and learn his map. Was that correct, Brian?
Yeah, we did. We had several members from Texas and other parts of the Southeast and around the country coming in. We've been building a really vibrant group out here. We've been meeting regularly, and the ambassadors in Atlanta have been really great. And so our group has been growing here. Our core group has been going here. But I think now that Lifestyles has gone national, some of the members in other cities and other states have that advantage of they can come, they can pick out a city that they want to go to tour somebody's apartment and to actually physically see what they're investing in. And I think that's just a huge asset for any real estate investor that wants to invest, passively or wants to learn about the multifamily business.
Great story, Brian. I really appreciate it. And I did hear all about this. Actually, I saw it on Facebook also. It looks like you guys got out there, got it done, got a lot of pictures, got people involved. But I do like the fact that people are coming. Actually, even some of my friends flew out there to be with you guys. I think that's going to be more and more common in the future. We're getting cross-pollinization of investors all over the country because they want to be diversified. They want to have not just, diversification amongst different leads, but geographical diversification is coming to be quite popular within our group. So really appreciate what you've done. Want to make sure you get on that list of people invited to my party. Have you gotten received an invitation yet?
I would love to come. Yes, I've not received an invitation yet, but I think I just heard.
I'll
on
take
the
care of that,
that
for you, Brian. Brian, can you share with us how many families are you helping? How many partners do you have?
We've got over 100 families in our three spread out across our three deals. So we take it very seriously, obviously, that we have so many people that trust in our team out here in Atlanta. And we want to reward them and make this a win-win for everybody. Obviously, there's always an open invite, not only for the road trip, but we always have an open invite to our investors that if they want to, if they're in the Atlanta area and they want to set up a time, I'm always happy to take them through our properties and show them what we're doing to improve our residents' lives and show them how we're implementing the map out here at nationally for LU.
Well, I appreciate that, Brian, and really proud of the success you guys have had out there. You know, yourself and all the others, like you say, have really taken off in that area. And I do want to see you at my home for this party, and you're going to bring a bunch of your friends with you. They're also on the list for all the ambassadors and all the other people that have been successful out there to bring that group together. So we look forward to having you with us. JB, we're going to go to a break here in about 60 seconds, so we've only got about 30 seconds left here before we go to break. So why don't we, Brian, thank you very much and appreciate you coming on. And those of you who want to call in and ask questions, we got 877-711-5211. And JB, Gerald is holding for the last 20 minutes, so we want to get Gerald on next. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with JB Data Durham and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show, highlighting the national success is the multifamily national mentor, JB Data Durham. JB, let's pick it back up here now with your next guest. I believe Gerald's next in line. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him?
It's actually Gerard. Gerard has a great story. Moved from the Northeast, absolutely, just like our previous guest, Brian. He made a commitment to his family and made a choice and purposely relocated down to the Carolinas. And he recently closed on his first independent rental owner building. And I couldn't be happier for he and his family. It's so rewarding to work with members like Gerard. Gerard, welcome to the show.
Thanks, JB. Thank you, Del.
Glad to have you on the show.
Hey, Del, thank you very much for the map. It's working for me in North Carolina, and thank you for the wonderful program you've created. It's made a very big impact on my life in a very short amount of time.
Well, tell us what you've done.
Well, first I want to start off. My story is rather unique. Just a year ago, I left corporate America because I wanted to create a better life and future for my family, so I left New York and moved to North Carolina for many reasons, you know, to just provide a better quality lifestyle. And I was unable to take my W-2 job with me. So a few weeks after I moved, I went to a two-day in Atlanta. And, man, I was not a skeptic. I drank the Kool-Aid pretty quickly, and I became a preferred member last September. Got my education, went to events, got the mentoring, networking, and my goal was to buy an IRO deal by July 1st this year, and I closed 2 weeks prior to that. So 16 units in Asheboro. Looks like a pretty good deal, and I'm excited about it, Del.
That's excellent. You know, it takes a lot of guts to pull up roots, move the family, and decide to go ahead and get it into your own business right out of the blocks. I know when I came down to Texas, I thought it was a big deal to pull up all my roots out of Wisconsin to come here. But I was an individual. I was single. I wasn't dragging with me a whole family of expectations along with me. And when I got here, I got a proverbial job. So for you to go down there and do that, that story is just incredible. How many units did you buy?
So I bought 16 units on my own. And I got into two passive deals earlier this year in Houston and Atlanta, totaling about 475 doors. So I'm diversified geographically and with different leads. So, you know, I just want to sort of build up that diversification in real estate. And, you know, it's going to be a great wealth generator for my family in years to come.
What's your future look like for you, Gerard?
I'm looking to buy another IRO deal, hopefully by next year. I am invested in a few single family turnkey homes that I also bought earlier this year, just to replace that W-2 income that I was making in corporate America. You know, I'd like to get above $6,000 a month passive income. I think in about a year from now, I'll be able to achieve that. You know, like you say, if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. And, you know, I'm on that road.
Well, that's excellent. I really appreciate it. And JB's going to get you an invite to that party. I don't know if you've ever watched videos of those parties we have, but they're quite large. They're at my house. It's a personal invite. It's a personal thing for me to bring people to my home to show you how much we appreciate you going out there and spreading the word across the country. JB, have anything else you want to talk to him about?
Dell, just another heartwarming story. You see how rewarding it is to help families and to give back, and certainly Gerard is doing that as well, and it's just rewarding to work with someone. Now, look, he was very challenging. He was out on that cliff and demanding response and education and mentoring. He was ready to go from day one. But through all the customers and our members, it is so rewarding to see them take that map and follow your map and reach that success and truly have that lifestyle. And I know that Gerard's going to be successful, and the whole reason why he's doing this is for his family. Very incredible. Congratulations, Gerard.
Thank you, JB. Thank you, Dell. It was an honor to be on the show today.
Thank you, sir. I'll see you at the party. I hope you can make it. JB, we've got just 2 minutes left, actually a minute and a half. Do we have time to bring on Irene or not?
Let's hold Marina for the next show, and she'll be on our broadcast in the next hour. She's got an incredible story, another superwoman that's followed the map. And for those of you that are listening, Dell breaks you into two personalities at two-day, those A and B types. And for those B types that really want to set their reservations in stone, our expo in 2019 is going to be in Houston, Texas, April 26, 2019. Come to the biggest expo, Passive Income Expo, and meet Dell in person. I'll be there with the rest of the members, and you can start planning on that now. But, Dell, thank you for having me. And like they all say, thank you, Dell, and it's another great day to be a real estate investor.
Well, this party, JB, this is going to be like a giant reunion for you, man. You're going to be like Grandpa JB bringing all of his kids in for a gigantic Christmas party. This has got to be a good time for you, buddy.
Oh, it is, but it's like they're going to Santa Claus's house. They're going to see the Dell, and they're very excited, and you've heard it many times over. You're going to hear it more. They're so appreciative, Dell, for your infrastructure, for your leadership, for your stewardship, your integrity that you demand of all our members and of your staff. Congratulations on your success. I'm so glad to be a part of you trying to make this sustainable for many, many families.
You know, it's a great thing, JB, but it couldn't happen if it wasn't for good people. Couldn't happen if it wasn't for the people like yourself that are giving back. And then the ambassadors and the leads that go out there and are taking responsibility with hundreds of millions of dollars of retirement funds from our members. It's all good, and we're really glad it happened. So let's just keep in mind, we're not doing this for the money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.